WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenRef.com presents Stan Gerard on Basketball, a weekly inside look inside the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program. This show is brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, Allstate Office City, by Mac Industrial Services, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, by Slate Printing, and by Lou Fuse Kia and Lou Fuse Mazda. Now live from Spanky's and the Stan Gerard on Basketball Show, here is your host, ESPN's Brad Klein.
I'll pay for it.
It's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the West Side. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in here on WREF. We have a lot to talk about with USI basketball. Stephen Clay will join us as the Jimmy John sub of the show. Just got here, I mean, right on time, which is pretty impressive. So awesome to see Stephen here. But also, John Aldridge, assistant coach for USI men's basketball. He's here filling in for Coach Gerard, so a round of applause for Coach Aldridge here.
Thank you.
All right. Sounding good, looking good. Coach, really appreciate the time. It's just a lot of pressure to fill in for the big man. Kevin Missouri did it earlier in the season. Did you get, like, a report card from Coach about Missouri's performance? Do you think Coach is listening tonight?
I'm sure he is listening. No, I listen to all the radio shows whether I'm here or not. I thought Kevin did a great job, and him and Lim were great, so just got to follow those footsteps, you know?
I mean, yeah, that's a lot of pressure, though, because he did kind of set the bar as far as assistant coaches go, as far as filling in for Coach Gerard goes. So in looking at in this hour, we're going to have a lot of fun together. Obviously, a lot to talk about with USI basketball coming off of a couple of games, namely yesterday against Indiana State. I'll tell you this, first and foremost, it was nice to have a day trip. You know, with all the travel that you guys have been doing, and I've been on the bus for all of it or on the plane for all of it, to have a day trip up and down Terre Haute, not bad. I mean, that was pretty good.
Not bad, especially when you get back at, what was it, 4:30 from Western Michigan. So
yeah,
going up and back wasn't too bad. But, it's a short trip, easy trip for them and for us, obviously.
Yeah, the Western Michigan trip, that was tough. You're a sleeper, right, on the bus?
Yeah. Anytime I can sleep in or get sleep with my son, obviously it's a little harder. So I'm on that bus. If I'm not watching film, I'm out.
I say this because you're the seat right in front of me on the bus.
Yep.
We don't really have assigned seats, but it's kind of understood at this point in the season that, you know,
that's where you sit. You don't change it.
Now, you are, I would say, a more graceful bus sleeper than a guy like Sprue. Sprue will put his legs up on the ceiling. I've never seen anything like it.
Contorts his whole body.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's flexible.
Yeah.
Are you as flexible as Sprue? Like, if you wanted to, could you do something like
if
that?
If I wanted to, maybe. No, I normally just go straight flat on the seat or head forward and pass out. But, no, he's got his feet all the way up on the windows. His head is on, like, the armrest. I think I would be in pain if I did that.
In the aisle is basically where his head's at.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. And he's not – I mean – he's in great shape, but he's a lot taller than I am. He's not a small dude, so I don't know. I mean, I guess that's why he's climbing up the walls, literally, to get off the bus.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, Aldi is a great bus neighbor, which would make him, I'm sure, a great radio show co-host. And, again, like I said, a lot to talk about. We'll start with yesterday's game, Indiana State. A tough loss, 22-point loss, 77-55. What do you make of this game and how you guys played?
I mean, it's a tough one. You know, we have high expectations going into this one. The series was 2-1. You know, we got them both at home, and we lost both at their place. So going into it, we just try to stress to these new guys how much of a rivalry game this has kind of become, you know, and obviously with the history of USI and Indiana State and the separation. So really driving that home, and obviously we had different expectations as a coaching staff and as a team. But at the end of the day, you know, they're a good team. They got a lot of returners, and that speaks volumes now in this new era of college basketball. So for what they did, what we kind of did, and even the first half, you know, I think we were down 8.
Yeah.
A lot of self-inflicted wounds, stuff that we've seen on tape, we've shown our guys, and it's a process, you know, and all these guys come from different areas. So teaching them and trying to get them to the level we want to do and where we want to be is not always the easiest thing. But when you look at it from a coaching staff, you see –
–
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Plus tax title license includes first payment and 245 dot fee with approved credit. 3,000 due at signing. Zero security. 10,000 miles per year. 1,705 per month for 1,000 borrowed. Zero down with approved credit. Offers can't combine. Ends 1/4/26.
Tis the season to exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. Get more for your trade during Kia's Season of New Tradition sales event. Drive a new 2026 Kia Sportage EX just $259 a month, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S $329 a month, or 0.9 APR for 60 months, both 24-month leases. Plus, get a huge offer for your trade to use as a down payment. Don't miss huge end-of-year Kia deals. Sportage is $259, Telluride's $329, or 0.9 for 60 months during the Season to Exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Back here on WREF, the Stangeron Radio Show at Spanky's on the west side. I'm Brad Klein, John Aldridge, assistant coach for USI basketball here on WREF. Apologize for the technical difficulties for the radio audience. So, Coach, talking about this Indiana State game, I know we were in the middle of talking about this game, and like you said, there were some surprises from how the game actually played out versus what your plans were, what your ideas were for how the game was going to go. What else really surprised you about this game and how it actually played out, specifically with how you guys performed in the game?
Yeah, I thought, I guess, one, when Marcus Burton went out for them, I thought that was going to be a huge jump for us, especially at the five position, kind of 4-5.
Yeah.
So when he went out, but, you know, St. Bernard for them, he stepped up and was super athletic and exploited our ball screen coverage. You know, there's some things we need to fix there that to take away those lobs over the top. But that surprised me, especially with the game plan. And then just how even with the game plan of going over on certain guys and under, you know, they hit some tough threes and they hit some momentum threes. I think of one was at the buzzer. You know, again, it's a self-inflicted wound. We help from strong side corner on a drive, which we've said from day one, you know, that's kind of a cardinal sin. And it's just those things. But Indiana State just hit those tough shots. And kind of when we did have a run or we were starting to see us do things the right way, they just responded right away. And so that, and then with Marcus going out, I thought that was a tough one. But I mean, for us, you know, again, like we talked about on the first segment, you gotta learn from it. You gotta grow, and the film will hopefully, you know, help us and propel us ready for conference season.
You know, there's so many different ways we could talk about this game from yesterday, a 77-55 loss to Indiana State. We will, but you know, there's something on a macro level that I think is important, and I'm around the team a lot, and I get asked about the team all the time, and I still go back to this, and call me a serial optimist if you want, but I really believe that this team is going to compete and has what it takes to compete in the OVC. So after a 22-point loss against a team like Indiana State or 14-point loss to Western Michigan, skeptics might think, well why, Brian? What makes you say that? What would be your pitch for someone out there who's thinking, does this team really have what it takes to win in the OVC?
Yeah, I'd say take a look across the board of the OVC, you know, especially a league that it gets gutted every year, and you got to bring in, you know, some programs are bringing in 15 new guys. You know, even it affects the Baylors of the world. Baylor brought in 15 new guys, you know. So for us, you look specifically at the OVC, though, and the conference, you know, UT Martin kind of does their own thing with international kids. And everybody else is you know, just trying to pick up, quote-unquote, the scraps of some other places or guys you've recruited in the past, and maybe you get on the third swing around, and you try to piece it together. But, I mean, I think for us and a lot of the OVC, it's who can stay healthy the longest. You look at Little Rock, they're 2-7 right now. They were projected to be number one, right? And they have 500,000 in NIL, and you know they're 2-7. So just because you have the money doesn't mean it's going to translate to wins. But you just got to get your team to stay together, get better through non-conference. Obviously, get some wins and some confidence under your belt is great. But it's not like the D2 days where you had to win in the non-conference to be able to make the national tournament. You know, now it's all about your conference and your conference tournament. So can you get your team ready to go, keep them as one, keep them as a unit, improve every single day, improve, and then hit your stride in early December or late December, January.
Is that something that you as a coach have experienced in trying to keep your guys together so that you can get into conference play and kind of cross that threshold before? Or is that a unique challenge for this year? Because I really believe, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that that is the biggest obstacle facing this team. It's not even basketball per se. It is, can they stay together come OVC play?
Yeah, and that's not just us. That's everybody. I talked to a couple assistants today in the Horizon League and one in the Valley, and or two in the Horizon, actually, and they all have the same problems. They're saying, man, we're just trying to stay positive, keep it together, and, you know, it's a different era. And I think us as a staff, we've kind of had to change a little bit because, and you don't want to change, but the non-conference, it did. It used to mean so much, and we're so competitive, and we want to win every game. And, you know, some of these schools, like, I don't know if most people know this, but Valpo paid us a pretty good chunk of change to come up there because they thought they were going to win. So that was a, quote-unquote, bye game that we ended up winning. So the levels of it are different, you know, when you talk about some of these schools and stuff like that. But, you know, yes, 100%. It's keep your team together. Understand the mission. Don't beat up on them too much, but you want to stay on them, and they want to be coached, and you know the level they need to be coached at to win. But if you can stay cohesive and as a unit and hit your stride at the right time, crazy things can happen. And again, this year's been different because obviously the last couple of years we've battled not being postseason eligible.
Right.
So that has had its own challenges and was new for all of us because we're so used to that was our mission, that was our goal, that was what we strive for. Now it's trying to find different motivators and, you know, keep guys' minds of not going in the portal just because we can't compete postseason. So it's been different. It's been a unique challenge. You know, I've really enjoyed it. I know our staff has enjoyed it, even though it may not seem like it at times. You know, we're not just complacent. We want those challenges and try to, you know, grow these young men to see the hardships of what it is, but also to, you know, keep striving, keep working, and don't just quit.
And that's important, I think, especially after a game like Valpo, or there have been certain spurts like VMI, right? Yeah, I know you guys didn't get that win, but you guys were really good. In 35 minutes, you guys, I think, had the lead in that game. That because there are spurts and because there are glimpses of what this team can be, I just don't believe that it's a basketball problem per se. And again, maybe I'm wrong, but if I didn't see it in there, I'd be asking you all about X's and O's, but it's more about cohesion when it comes to the team at this time of year. Take Tolu Samuels, for example, right? Tolu, it was UIC, was it a 16-rebound double-double? Mm-hmm. So we know it's in there. And then against Indiana State, takes a step back. I think it was, 2 points, 4 rebounds. So when you look at a guy like Tolu, and we reference points in the paint, what do you think hindered him from being his maximum self, right, yesterday against ISU?
I mean, I think it was – I said it to Tolu when we started the scout prep. Ian Scott, for them, is a really, really good player, and he does everything right. And I told Tolu, I told the team, I said, he is going to single-handedly make sure you don't get 15 rebounds. You know, Ian Scott may not get 10 rebounds or whatever, but he will make sure that you do not get 15. And they had a body on Tolu almost every single possession. And you saw that. And we didn't get too many offensive, and we struggled to limit them to one shot. And the challenge was our other guards need to step up. But a guy like Tolu and all of our guys, you know, it's you basically have a young team every year. You know, you reference VMI, and what they do is very, very different. They're a matchup 2-3 zone. It's, you know, we probably won't see anything like it. But those close games and stuff like that, or a player having a really good game one game and then taking a step back the next, it's kind of like you're coaching all freshmen every year because yeah. It's new to them, right? And Tolu's is specific because he came from junior college, a really, really good junior college. But getting him to realize, like, hey, the best player on another team might be their 4 or their 3. They might guard you and take you out of what's going to make you successful. Now, I think he stepped up being from Chicago, UIC, that meant a little more to him, you know. He might have played a little harder, but it's in there in all these guys, right? And we've seen, you know, strides from many guys on the team, and that's where it's hard, you know. Like, you want to narrow down your roster, but there's so much talent on this team, but it's how do we get them to play together? And I think that's been the biggest challenge for us. And, you know, again, we're getting close. We're right there. And I think, you know, obviously East-West is going to help us get some confidence and play, and let's clean some stuff up for us and then hit our stride with Little Rock.
Yeah, we're gonna preview the East-West game later. I'll tell you this. I always look forward to this game every year. Not necessarily from a competitive standpoint, but it is the biggest opportunity I have on the broadcast to make puns just all
okay.
the time. So
yeah.
how do I preview? How do I get ready for a game? Obviously, right, these are my charts for the game. You've seen these. But it'll look very different for East-West because really all I do to prep for East-West is I watch the North-South Bowl Key and Peele sketch.
Okay.
I think it's East-West,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Something like that. And I just I watch that, and that'll give me the juice, creative juices I need to make my references to Key and Peele for the broadcast. So
yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Anyway, John Aldridge is here on WREF Philigan for Stan Gerard on the Stan Gerard Radio Show at Spanky's on the West Side. We'll take a step aside, and Stephen Clay will join us as the Jimmy John sub of the show. When we return on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Back here on WREF is the Stan Gerard Radio Show. John Aldridge filling in for Coach Gerard. Stephen Clay is the Jimmy John sub of the show. Round of applause for Stephen coming on, carving out a few minutes on his Monday night. Hey, Clay, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling?
I feel good. I'm actually excited to do the show, you know, first time doing it, so a little nervous, actually.
Nervous?
Yeah, a little nervous.
Who makes you the most nervous? Just point them out. Who's the most intimidating fan?
It's Coach Aldridge.
It's Coach Aldridge.
Yeah. Well, definitely.
Well, what's at stake? Let's say you lay an egg on the radio, which so far, you know, 35 seconds in hasn't happened, but it could at any moment. But let's say you lay an egg. Now, what is the repercussion for crumbling under this pressure?
No, just self embarrassment. You know?
Yeah.
So, I know.
Well, the truth of the matter is, on shows like these, self embarrassment it's almost a guarantee. So if you want, I can just take that off the table for you right now. Don't worry, it's gonna happen. But I'm gonna be embarrassing you. It's not gonna be you embarrassing yourself. Does that make it better? I feel like it should.
Actually, hit better. Appreciate that.
Yes. All right, good. Well, let me do this. It might make you a little bit more comfortable. And it's not just me pumping your tires, okay? You look great. The glasses, I mean, it's just it's a good fit. So
appreciate that.
I didn't even know you wore glasses.
Oh, yeah. I can't see close, actually.
Okay.
So I can see far, but I can't see close.
So you're wearing contacts on the floor.
I don't ever use contacts, actually. It itches my eyes. I get irritated. I kind of learn how to play and adapt to it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very unique, and I think a lot of people are thinking, if I needed glasses, which I kind of do, but I'm not a basketball player, they'd wear contacts. Why not contacts?
Pretty much because, like, when I wore contacts and I first started wearing my glasses, I'll get hit in the face a lot.
Mm.
And the contacts would, like, move around, and it started getting irritating. So over time, I was just like, yeah, we're just going to figure out a way to play without the contacts. So.
But you could go with the rec specs.
Oh, no.
Like Horace Grant's, right?
I can't do those.
Why not? Is it the style thing?
Yeah. I kind of like the pretty boy look, you know?
I mean,
the big goggles are just not for me.
Yeah, I feel that. I don't look good in rec specs either. That's why I stopped wearing them. But then again, I feel like you only wear rec specs when you're doing something athletic, which, you know, it doesn't happen all the time for me,
yeah.
So it's okay.
But, Brad, I think you can pull it off, though, Brad.
The rec specs?
Yes.
Why? I look like Aquaman. I'm like I'm wearing goggles or something. No, I don't think so. Regardless, we're talking about you. We're not talking about me, all right?
Gotcha.
You're the one being interrogated. It's not about me. Stephen Clay, I know that you are new to USI, with you coming from Morehead State. Before that, UIC. How do you like Evansville so far?
I'm actually enjoying Evansville. It's very different from, you know, Chicago and Morehead, you know, because Morehead is very small. I'm really used to, like, the little small town, you know, kind of small. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm more of a big city guy. So Chicago is more my speed. But, you know, coming to Evansville, it's really, like, all the people here are very warming and welcoming. So that was very much something I liked about coming to Evansville. Much a bigger city, too, than Morehead as well. So, and, you know, a lot more shopping places. And I love our facilities here as well. So,
yeah.
I'm actually enjoying Evansville a lot.
That's actually really good for the Evansville folks that they get to be compared. No offense to Morehead, but the opportunity to be compared to Morehead, Kentucky, shows Evansville in a great light, I think. I think that's great. Because if you had transferred right from UIC directly to Evansville, directly to Southern Indiana, we wouldn't be talking about Evansville the way we are right now, I think, right? To have that buffer.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's that. Now, maybe I'm betraying some trust. Maybe not. Probably am. But I know that Coach Spruance has been a big part of your college basketball journey. He'd been recruiting you for a few years. And when you decided to go from UIC to Mystery School, ended up being Morehead State, he warned you. Like, Clay, you can come to Southern Indiana or you can be bored in Morehead, Kentucky for at least a year. And you chose Morehead. Now, we can talk about reasons, stuff like that, but in hindsight, was Coach Spruance right?
Oh, he was 100% right. He was 100% right, 100%.
So, again, it's nothing against their basketball program, but it's just the reality. It's the facilities. It's the area. So to enjoy Evansville, to appreciate Evansville off campus, what are you doing in your free time?
Free time, really, I just like, you know, I love my apartment. You know, it's very warming. You know, my roommate Ola, you know, we always have conversation. You know, we chill a lot. And I really just love the peacefulness, the vibe I have here. It's very much, I love the shopping aspect as well. Like Morehead, Kentucky, I never had a place to. The closest mall was an hour away. So that was kind of challenging, you know,
yeah.
Just for me as a person. So I got a dog here as well.
Nice.
So. You know, it's very easy for me to find dog parks and things like that, you know, do my spirit time, you know, meditate, things like that, so.
What kind of dog?
Belgian Malinois.
I don't really know dogs. Okay, so what I'm going to ask is, if the table is the floor, is the dog like here, or is the dog like
here? He's about here right now. He's 7 months.
Oh, that's a big dog.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
He's like a mini German Shepherd in a way.
I feel sympathy for Ola, maybe, as your roommate? I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to take on. Did he know what he was getting into? Because it sounds like Ola has two roommates. Right.
Oh, he has three, actually.
Oh.
I have a cat as well.
You have a cat? Wow. What kind of cat?
A tabby orange.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he's got three roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Which roommate is Ola's favorite roommate?
I'll say Rocco the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ola and Rocco gets along very well, actually.
So he's helping take care of Rocco.
Oh, yeah. Like, say, if I get home late and he gets home before me, he'll take the dog out for me here and there.
See, I can see that. What I can't see is Ola getting on his hands and knees and dealing with the litter box. I can't see that.
Oh, that's why I have an automatic litter box.
Oh.
Fancy. Yes.
Automatic litter box. So you go on the road, Daytona Beach. You don't need a cat sitter because you have the auto litter box. Is
oh,
that?
Yes. Yes.
So you didn't have to worry about anything.
No, I just put some food there and a lot of water. She took care of herself.
Wow. All right. That's pretty wild. So when did you get these pets? Did they come with you to Moorhead?
No, actually. I got my cat when I was at UIC back in Chicago.
Wow.
I had a German Shepherd at UIC, actually. But I tried to sneak him in the dorm. That didn't go too well for me, so I had to sell him. Yeah, but then I'm like, I need a pet. The season's over. I'm bored. So I got the tabby cat. I got her for like $30, actually. You know, you can find cats for free, but I got her for $30. And she's been with me since she's 2 years old now. I had her since she was 3 weeks old.
Wow.
And she's been on a ride with me. And I got the dog, actually, summertime here. Got him in Tennessee.
Not bad. So not here. You did not get the dog.
No, I didn't get him.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. This speaks volumes about you and your character, I think, and your responsibility. This is good. We're learning a lot about Stephen Clay here. What I want to know is, if you had to, let's say your automatic feeder or auto litter box broke, outside of Ola, who are you trusting your pets with on the team? Who's the most trustworthy teammate?
That's a tough one, actually. I'll say Sheridan, though.
Yeah,
because Sheridan watched the dog, actually. When I was going out with my girl, actually, at Louisville. I forgot where I was going out there for, but it was like summertime.
Yeah.
And I just want to watch the dog. And I asked Sheridan to watch him, actually. And he did a pretty good job. Took him outside. It was first time going outside, too. He's got his shots.
Mm.
So he took him outside. They had a good time. He was sending me video. So I'm trusting Sheridan with the dog.
Not bad. All right, cool. We'll go back to the household stuff in a second. This is all very interesting. Let's talk about basketball. For you, I know this is your final year of college basketball. What are your goals on the floor? Because this is your last shot, right, to make a dent in the sport.
Yes. Really right now, you know, coming to USI, you know, coming from two different schools, I'm really just trying to find my fit and where I fit in with the team, just in the aspect of, like, how can I impact and help us out the best way I can. And, you know, figuring that out has been a journey for me, you know, because my role has been different from each school I've been at. And I'm really just trying to find that role that I can, like, you know, really shape and form myself here. And I'm not going to say it's challenging, but it's been a ride so far.
Yeah.
But this being my last, you know, last year of basketball and last year, you know, to make an impact, my goal is really just to go out there and have fun and do the best you can and see where it takes you. You know, I'm not really that guy taking everything so serious, because I feel like when you take everything so serious, you kind of, like, in a way, think too much.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I think too much, I mess up more. So I feel like I just kind of have an open mind with everything, and, you know, go out there and just have fun, do what you can do, do the best you can do, and see where the tables take you.
I'm not done asking you about basketball, but I'm just curious, between your major and plans after basketball, what does that look like if it's after this year, or if you're going to try to play pro? But what are your goals and what are your aspirations after basketball?
Well, hopefully the ball doesn't stop bouncing for me for a while now, but I do want to be in somewhere in the sports agency world.
Oh.
Or real estate, you know.
Real estate.
Yeah. My
So
my
an agent
boys,
in some capacity.
Yes, my cousin's husband, he is an agent for Clutch Sports.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get connected with him a little bit, but yeah, agency or real estate.
Well, an agency, real estate, or sports agency requires trust, and people trust people with pets, right? So just know you're good there. Back to basketball for a second. Like you said, still trying to find your fit, your role on the team. But I know that Coach Aldi and I, we were talking about cohesion and keeping the guys together before the OVC opener, December 18th. I feel like you're more qualified than anyone else to answer this question. What is it like in the locker room right now? I know it's been at times an up-and-down season.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's easy for everyone to be, you know, happy, cool, you know, everybody cheering you on when you're winning. Like, winning, everyone loves winning. But it's how you really respond when you're losing, how things come together. And I feel like the team, you know, we butt heads, we fight, you know, we're brothers. That's how things go. We're not on the best winning streak right now. But I feel like we all are still together. We're still a team. We're still brothers. We still love each other. You know, sometimes we butt heads. We don't agree with things. But I feel like we're doing well right now. I feel like it's very much room for improvement, especially going into the OVC play. You know, being in the OVC before, I know what it takes to win.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're not in a bad place at all. You know, I feel like we still talk to each other. We still have a great understanding for one another. And I feel like, you know, the locker room is really good right now. I feel like, you know, there's room for improvement, you know, the way things are said and things like that. But, you know, I don't feel like it's anything to worry about.
Again, Stephen Clay here on WREF, the Stan Gerard Radio Show. Coach Aldridge filling in for Coach Gerard. Stephen Clay is the Jimmy Johns sub of the show. He's sticking around after this quick break right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
Tax title license, 245.fee with approved credit through MFS, 36 months, 15% of MSRP due, 7,500 miles per year, zero security, financing on turbo trims, $1,705 per month per thousand borrowed, zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 1-4-26.
Get more for your trade during the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. Then take advantage of big savings during the Mazda More to Move You sales event. Drive a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $249 a month lease, or get 0.9% for 60 months. A new 2025 Mazda CX-50, $269 a month lease, or lease a new 2026 Mazda CX-90, $319 a month. Tis the season to make the exchange and save. CX-5's just $249, or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50's $269, CX-90's $319. At Luke Hughes Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Back here on WREF, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on 97.7. Listen to the RAF.com and the WREF mobile app. We're at Spanky's on the west side, off the Lloyd, right by Schnucks. Stephen Clay, the Jimmy Jones sub of the show, is here on WREF. Now, during the break, obviously we're here at Spanky's. Stephen told me he ordered some pizza. He's going to love it because it's the best crispy cracker crust pizza in town, right? We love it. But when it comes to his pizza taste, I learned that even though he's from Chicago, not a deep dish guy.
Not at all.
Why not?
Deep dish is just, I don't know, it's too much crust, it's too much cheese. I kind of like my crust like a little thin but greasy. I like a thin, greasy pizza. If you're going to go pizza, you got to go greasy.
See, I'm one of those, I don't know how you feel about this, I'm one of those people who, regardless of if it's thin crust, deep dish, doesn't matter, first thing I do with my pizza is I grab some napkins and I dab off a lot of that grease. That's not you.
No, not at all. I need all of it.
Did I get some oohs and ahs back there? You guys don't like that? Is that something that you guys, is that bad? Is that taboo? I'm not sure. You don't like that?
No.
You want all the grease.
I need all the grease. A little cheesy as well.
A little cheesy. Okay. What are you putting on the pizza?
Oh, Parmesan? Just pepperoni.
Oh, okay.
Just pepperoni.
But no, like, Parmesan or red pepper or anything like that?
You can go a little light Parmesan, but okay. I feel like it messes up the pizza.
I'm not going to argue with you on this. I'm just trying to get your perspective on on cheese on pizza and stuff. Anyway, Stephen Clay here on WREF, the Jimmy John sub of the show, and talking about this team. You know, Stephen, you said something a moment ago that I wanted to touch up on, and that's the idea that you played in the OVC before coming to USI. So the idea that you know what it takes to win in the OVC, and obviously Morehead, that's an extremely successful OVC team. So by your estimation, how close is this team from being able to compete in the OVC with the OVC opener only a couple of weeks away, December 18th?
I feel like we are actually closer than most would think we are. Just an aspect of we have the talent. We have so many talent. We have a 1-2 punch. We can score the ball. We can really defend. I feel like it's just the willingness to do what we need to do to win the game. So, you know, coming from Morehead State, I feel like at Morehead State, you know, we were in the March Madness talks of the predictions of teams we were going to play. We started off 9-1, and that didn't end out well for us. You know, it's always an up and down. You know, you never know how the season's going to go until the season ends. And I feel like we are closer than most would think. I feel like it's just like us believing that we really can do it. I know we say it a lot in the locker room, but it's more of less saying it and more of us doing what we need to do to get to that level.
And when it comes to your time at Morehead State, it's natural for us to think about when we played against you guys. And correct me if I'm wrong, Morehead won both games last year.
Yes.
That's right. So what was your impression of USI before you came here as a Screaming Eagle when you were visiting as a regular Eagle Morehead State?
First impression, I felt like I had to beat Sproul, to be honest. That was the first impression on my head just coming here. You know, I feel like Coach Sproul would have talked, you know, with handshake line, I feel like he would have pulled me and talked to my ear, probably talked a little trash in my ear if we would have lost. So I feel like that was just my first impression was to beat Sproul.
What would that trash talk be like in the handshake line? Like, hey, what are you going to shop for at Morehead now? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, something like that along the line of, I told you not to come here. You know, something like that.
But I feel like I've heard him say that in the past anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, no disrespect to Morehead State. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got a great program over there, but it's just Morehead, Kentucky
yes.
that we're disrespecting. You mentioned the shopping stuff. What are you shopping for? What's your poison?
I'm trying to get more, change my wardrobe. I feel like I had a childish wardrobe. You know, just coming, I'm becoming a young man. So I feel like, you know, I need more dressy clothes in my closet. You know, I went on a date with my girl, actually, not too long ago. Went to this little steak spot. And she was all dressed up in her little dress. She looked all beautiful. And I had some Jordans on, some jeans. And I feel like I was just very underdressed. So I feel like now I just got to dress more appropriate for occasions.
Okay, so it wasn't her that was saying anything about your wardrobe. It was you looking in the mirror and deciding that you needed to change.
Oh, no, she definitely said something about the wardrobe.
Was it the first time she said something or the first time you heard?
First time I heard, actually. She probably said it a few times, but this time she was taking a picture for Instagram, actually. She was like, what are you wearing? I'm trying to post on Instagram. I got this dress on and you have this.
That's tough.
Yeah, it was. It had actually woke me up a little bit. So I went to the store the next day, actually, got some dressy clothes, bought some dress shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has she complimented you on the wardrobe facelift at all?
Oh, yes, definitely. Actually, a lot of days, because I bought a watch, too. I feel like becoming a young man, you need a watch on,
yeah.
too. So I got a little dressed up. I had to outdo her, actually. So I got all dressed up and outdid her. She's like, oh, my God.
This sounds like a bit of a toxic relationship, Steven.
Oh, no. I guess sometimes, you know, once your lady talk about you sometimes, you got to, like, okay. No, not again. You can't do it again.
but you know what? At least you're taking it all in stride, and you're listening, right? That's mm-hmm. good. That's good form.
Of course.
How'd you meet your girlfriend?
I met her in Chicago, actually.
Okay.
At UIC, before the season started, I met her June 14th of 2022.
Oh.
We didn't get together till June 28th of 25.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, it was a very journey, actually, of us meeting each other and getting in a relationship.
What
but
took
I feel
you
like,
so long, man?
Really, I just wasn't ready. I feel like when we first met, I was getting out of a relationship. So, you know, I wasn't ready. I wanted to actually treat her well. But, yeah, I feel like that wasn't the timing wasn't right. And I feel like just coming to USI, us being a long-distance relationship regardless, was just like, okay, she came to a few Morehead games as well. And cause she lives in Louisville, actually, so it's only 2 hours away.
Okay.
And just her being so close, she just came to a few games, and we were just like, let's do it. And then after that, you know, we're 7 months strong now.
How does she feel about the pets?
Oh, she loves them.
Okay.
She's a pet lover, flag. Too.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Do you think you would trust her to take care of the pets if Sheridan's not available, stuff like that?
Fun fact is she mostly – we kind of meet halfway sometimes when we have, like, long games and we're gone for a while. She kind of meet me. She lives in Atlanta, but we kind of meet halfway, and, like, she picks with the dog, and, like, she has him for, like, a month or so.
All right. Good. Like I said, I mean, I think you look great right now. I know that this is not necessarily the stuff that you're buying, right, because she told you to go out and buy some stuff. But I want you to do me a favor. Just tell her that I think you look great.
Appreciate it.
And
thank
I would never say anything bad about your wardrobe. I don't care what you're wearing.
Appreciate
I wouldn't do
it,
that
bro.
To you.
Appreciate it.
Again, Stephen Clay here on WREF, the Jimmy John sub of the show, talking about basketball, talking about clothes, talking about really everything there is to talk about, talking about pizza as well. So when it comes to the basketball stuff, I know that you guys, your next game, East-West, that's a non-D1. Did you guys play East-West against Morehead or with Morehead?
Honestly, I'm not sure, actually.
All right, well, regardless, it's a non-D1. You guys are heavily favored in it. But you played games like East-West, a non-D1 team coming to your place and an opportunity for you guys to work on some stuff. What do you think maybe the biggest things to work on are for this team into a game like East-West?
I feel like East-West was a game that we should win on paper, but I feel like we should never undermine our opponent because anything can happen, especially college basketball. But I feel like going into that game, we should really focus on, you know, defensive things, really focusing on, like, the scout report and what the coaches lay on the table for us and the standpoint of, you know, running our offense. I feel like sometimes, you know, we talk about a lot, the ball doesn't move a lot. Last two games, we had about, 17 or 18 assists in two games, you know, sharing the ball a little bit more, you know, trusting each other, trusting our play, trusting the defensive concept of what our coaches are trying to put on us. So I feel like if we're going into that game and we really focus on what our coaches and, like, what we can trust on each other, I feel like it would be a better game, like us getting more confidence, us feeling good about going into OVC play.
When the offense is clicking and you guys are playing at your best, especially offensively, what do you think that looks like?
Oh, it looks beautiful. It looks very good. Especially like, you know, we've seen in the Indiana State, you know, we've seen bits and spurts of it. We've seen us when we move in a ball, the ball moves to two sides, you know, we get great shots, you know what I mean? And like, you know, I was talking to Coach Missouri on the bench, actually, and we were talking, and we were watching how Indiana State was actually, like, the ball was moving. It was hot. Like, we always was in rotation. We always was moving, and it was like, man, that could be us if we really trust each other. We really trust the extra pads, really cut the cuts and everything like that. So I feel like we really, I think our thing is trusting one another on the court. You know, we all are new guys. You know, we got 12 new guys. It's very hard to, you know, find that unison so early. But I feel like once we really find that unison with one another, we're going to really click, and it's going to be a eye-opener for everyone.
Stephen Clay, everyone, round of applause. Jimmy John, sub of the show. You're the man. You did a great job. You look great. You sounded great. Congratulations on everything going forward so far, and good luck going forward with everything. And we just love seeing you on the floor, man. So keep it going.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Brad.
All right, one more round of applause for Stephen. John Aldridge, back in a moment, right here on WREF. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
plus tax title license includes first payment and 245 doc fee with approved credit, 3,000 due at signing, zero security, 10,000 miles per year. Offers can combine, ends 1-4-26.
Get more for your trade during the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. Don't miss Kia's Season of New Tradition sales event with huge end-of-year Kia deals, like the all-new 2025 K4 LXS, $169 a month, a new 2026 Kia K5 GT, $299 a month, or a new 2026 Kia Sorento, also $299 a month. All 24-month leases. Plus, get a huge offer for your trade to use as a down payment. Tis the season to make the exchange. K4s, $169. K5s, $299. Or Sorentos, also $299. At Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
We're back on the San Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue with that crispy cracker crust pizza. Stan Gerard is out. John Aldridge in, one of the assistant coaches for the Screaming Eagles, filling in for him. You try the pizza? It's good.
I did. I haven't had it this time, but I've tried it before.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I like it.
It is good.
And how do you feel about the deep dish from Steven's hometown that he dissed himself?
Yeah, I'm actually a huge deep dish fan.
Yeah.
So I'll do that every once in a while, but I'm kind of like you. You know, I know we're trying to watch our figure, so I'll dab the grease a little bit too. I don't like it too greasy, but I do love a nice cracker crust as well.
Okay, I like that. In talking about Steven, and in a respectful way, not the pizza way, I mean, he's a really impressive young man to have him on the show, and that's awesome. So one more round of applause, by the way, for Steven. He was great. What's it like coaching him?
It's unbelievable. You know, it's a huge thing for us when you have high character, I'll say men like Steven. Some say young man, but he's mature above his age, and it makes your job so much easier when you're not having to worry about what they're doing at 2 a.m. And you know he's going to handle his business. He's respectful. He's mature. He gets it. And he works hard. And those are the type of kids that you love to coach. And obviously the kids we want to bring in our program. And, yeah, we had him on an official. It didn't work out. We recruited him for years. But those are the kids that you continue to chase around because you know who they are as a character.
Yeah.
And their personality. And that you can't trade that for anything. So it's great coaching him. Love being around him. And, you know, hope to continue the relationship beyond basketball and help him any way I can.
I would imagine it's always interesting, right, when you get a player to come in to your program, a player that you guys coached against, and to have him in your program rather than on your scouting report. That's got to be a bit of an adjustment for you. You guys talk about how you scouted Steven and how you schemed against Steven when he was at Moorhead State?
We haven't, but you should stop by the office tomorrow. We'll look at the tape and we'll look at the scout, but no, it was all, I mean, obviously we know what he can do, and a scouting report, it's all about taking away tendencies and his shooting ability, his cutting ability, his defense, you know, his 7-foot wingspan. I mean, this dude can pick pockets and be a defensive threat against anybody. It doesn't matter what level it is. So that's kind of basically the report on him, and that's why we wanted him. As soon as kind of we saw it might be an opportunity, we were ready to jump on it right away.
Yeah, to his point, he's had a bit of a shape-shifting role on this team. He's come off the bench. He's been a starter. Where do you see Steven fitting into the fold, into the rotation going forward, especially come OVC play? Because, again, he has OVC experience.
Yeah, I think it's really whatever he wants it to be. You know, if he does what he can do day in and day out, I mean, he can fit that starting role. But he's such a unique kid where, again, like he's set up here, he was mature. I mean, he can do anything we need him to do. And that's kind of a Swiss Army knife type of kid or type of man, and that's what we need. So he can have any role he wants. You know, he could hit 10 threes in a game easily. You know, he could get 5 steals in a game, 10 steals in a game, be a defensive stopper, be a rebounder. Like, he fits so many molds. He's not just a one-dimensional player that, I mean, he could play multiple positions for us, have any role he wants. You know, it's for these guys. We tell them somebody needs to go get it, you know. But the good thing about it is we're talented. We don't have too many selfish guys, and Steven's a guy that's coached, whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do it. And, again, that's priceless. You can't get too many kids like that in your program.
We're coming up on a break, but in wrapping up our time with Steven, we spent a lot of time talking about his wardrobe in the least vain way possible. Who is the best dressed player on the team?
Man, that's a good question.
Remember, he's sitting right there.
Yeah, so. Steven is up there. You know, I'll go Steven. You know, I don't know all the fashion, but we had the night with the Screaming Eagles, and I'm asking about their fits, and these guys are talking about $500, $800 jeans, and my heart just sank. I'll wear some Levi's and then do it, whatever it is. But the funny thing I wanted to talk about, Steven, is you call these kids, you text them all through the recruiting process. They never mention a dog or anything. And then they show up on campus, and they have this huge dog, and they're like, yeah, I need dog food, and I need to do this, and where do I get this? And then they never bring up the dog. But, no, I just thought that was funny. And then the cat comment as well. He told me he was getting a cat, and I just – Steven, I don't know if I'd do that, but he makes it work and he figures it out. So I'll go Steven, though, as best dressed. I'll go Steve.
It feels like the dog thing and the cat thing was, yeah, a surprise, but am I hearing a little resentment out of you about this dog?
No resentment, no. I worry about him, and I know how much time and effort, and we're going to be traveling, and you're just like, can you really take care of a dog and all that stuff? But, again, when you got a man like himself who's organized, he's mature, has a great girlfriend in his life, don't mess that up, keep with her. You know, I mean, he's going to figure it out. So it was more of a shock of like, oh boy, here we go, another dog. Cause he's not the only one that's done it. But he's the most mature with his pets.
And maybe this is a weird thing for me to say, but I'm just going to put it out there. If the dog and the cat survive Daytona, like, we're good, right?
We're good. We're good.
It's a week long trip. I mean, we're back and it's fine. Now, if you can figure that out, we're good. Anyway, we're going to hit one more break, but we're going to talk about the upcoming game against East West when we return right here on WREF, the Stan Geron Radio Show.
With approved credit through MFS, 36 months, 15% of MSRP due, 7,500 miles per year. Zero security, financing on turbo trims, $1,705 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 1-4-26.
Get more for your trade during the season to exchange at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. Then take advantage of big savings during the Mazda More to Move You sales event. Drive a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $249 a month lease. Or get 0.9% for 60 months. A new 2025 Mazda CX-50, $269 a month lease, or lease a new 2026 Mazda CX-90, $319 a month. Tis the season to make the exchange and save. CX-5's just $249, or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50's $269, CX-90's $319. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Sling, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Stan Gerard not in town, but John Aldridge is an assistant coach getting ready for the next game against East West, but you guys have a bit of a break here. A week from today, the next game against East West, and, well, also the non-conference for now. We could talk about that, but I get a full week off, and it's been a pretty tough schedule just as far as timing and travel. What does this week mean to this program?
It means a lot, you know, focus on academics, finish strong there, obviously, and then get healthy. You know, we got a lot of guys with nothing super crazy or major, just small things. So live in the training room, finish up strong in the classroom, and then let's, you know, sharpen up the stuff. You know, we're going to watch some film and kind of the stuff we talked about, you know, try to hit our stride right at the right time and learn in this week, recover, get our bodies ready, because that conference season, like Steven, though, it's grueling. You know, it's Thursday, Saturday, you're on the road sometimes, you're traveling on buses, getting back late, you know, sleeping in weird positions on the bus. So just trying to get our house in order, get everybody fully healthy, get rid of those kind of nagging injuries, and then clean up the stuff on the court and, you know, be ready to go.
Now, as far as the actual game goes, right, like I said with Steven, East-West, that's a game that you guys are heavily favored in. You guys have taken care of business against them the past few years. What are you hoping to gain from a game like this?
Just those things, you know, sharpening up just the X's and O's. You know, I think that's a huge thing for us, and just getting our guys to kind of see it. And, again, we can show them on film. We can do it in practice. But getting that carryover when they're in game where it is like the back of their hand, you know, them just doing it. So making sure we clean that stuff up and see it translate over to the game more consistently. And then for us, confidence, you know, get some guys in rhythm, play some different guys, see what they can do on the court and give some guys some confidence. And again, it's more about us than it is about them. You never underestimate your opponent or disrespect them in any way. You know, but we got to focus on us and get us ready to go for conference season. And this is a good game for us to do that.
Schematically, how much experimentation can we expect? I know that you guys tinkered with the zone in the second half against Western Michigan. Didn't see it against Indiana State. So how much of that could we expect to see?
You know, I don't know. You know, that's for the boss man to decide. You know, we give some suggestions and stuff, but we're never complacent. We're always trying to fix things, and we're looking at different things. So you might see some zone. You may not. We might put more emphasis on our man-to-man and fixing up those things because, you know, that's probably going to be 80% of what we do, you know, maybe 60-40, whatever. But, I mean, offensive end, execution, switching, whatever, you name it. You know, we got to get better at it. But might be some zone.
John Aldridge here on WREF. I know it's just one of those things that in season, it's just so many different options for you guys to tinker with. And when it comes to East-West, you just don't know what you guys are going to need and what you guys are going to need to see from yourselves. So there's all that. Again, East-West coming up a week from today. The next game, you get a full week off, which is probably good for you as coaches too, right? You've got a new baby at home, right? This year is kind of the first time that you're experimenting with fatherhood in season. Am I right?
Well, he was born September of last year, so second season. This one, he's moving. He's on the move, so it's less just him kind of sitting there and me doing my own thing. But,
and you found some time.
Yeah, he watches film with me. He knows. Like, there's videos where he'll sit there and he watches it and does it. But, you know, an off week or whatever for us isn't really an off week. You know, I'm already watching Little Rock. As soon as Indiana State was over, I deleted that, had to move on, and, you know, on to the next one.
I'd imagine, I'm sorry to cut you off, imagine that when you're on the road, especially like a Daytona trip, right, you are logging a fair amount of debt with CARP on diaper changes and stuff like that. So it's got to be heavily your responsibility for that type of thing when you guys are home for a full week and you're not playing any games.
Yeah, I've done a lot of cooking, taking the dogs out, taking them to daycare, picking them up from daycare, changing diaper. I've had my fair share. She's not going to let that slide. There's no way about that.
So you
know her, that's not happening.
Are you guys even now from all the travel?
I would say
still...
yes. She would say no, but
will you ever
she's
be
great,
even,
though.
Is the question.
Yeah, exactly, right.
All
right, right.
Yeah, fair. So you let the dogs out, too. Who let the dogs out?
Who?
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 Oh.
Me.
Oh, man. And again, it's just one of those things. That congratulations, obviously, on expanding the Aldridge family. That's awesome. And like you said, he's on the move now.
Oh, yeah.
Kylan, so you lose track of him at times?
No.
Not yet?
It's just you're constantly moving. You're chasing him around.
Steve was telling me about this dog collar with, like, a chip in it. Maybe we get that for Kylan.
Yeah, that'll go over great. Let's try that, yeah.
Hey, before we let you go, just one more thank you for carving out a few minutes in all seriousness, and to Stephen as well. He's got some business to tend to right now.
Okay.
But Thank you to Stephen Clay, and thank you to everyone else for making us a part of your night. Thank you to Spankies for everything, and again, thank you to everyone behind the scenes, Corey Clayton, Alan McCarty, everyone else. So thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Stan Girard on Basketball on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenToTheRef.com. Tonight's program has been brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Tuna Pizza, Allstat Office City Supplies, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball has also been brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Lou Fuse Mazda. Be listening throughout the season for Stan Girard on Basketball here on WREF 97.7 FM and ESPN Radio and ListenToTheRef.com.
ESPN 97.7 WREF.